For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Two. The madness continues in the Horizon League. For the second time in 3 years, the Horizon League school has an NCAA tournament win, and the madness has surrounded the Oakland Golden Grizzlies. Reach the Horizon, the official podcast of the Horizon League. Welcome in. Justin Kinner with you here, bringing you a very fun edition of the podcast. I can't wait to get to it. Neil Rule, the voice of the Oakland Golden Grizzlies, doing us a favor, giving us some time as they are out right now preparing for tomorrow's second round matchup up against NC State. And Neil, we appreciate your time. What a call, what a game last night. I mean, the whole college basketball world is buzzing, and it's all buzzing about the Oakland Golden Grizzlies. It's a fun time right now.
Yeah, it's pretty wild, Justin, when you think about it. But here's really what's intriguing about the whole situation to me, where with what Oakland did last night against Kentucky, it wasn't a fluke. Like, it wasn't like they made a half-court shot at the buzzer or something crazy, or somebody for Kentucky fouled out or anything like that. The bottom line is Oakland was the better team. They led for 28 minutes. They out-rebounded Kentucky. They had fewer turnovers. Pretty much any metric you want to use, mm-hmm. Oakland was better, and they were better the whole time. I mean, it really, really was pretty much led wire to wire. So it was a complete victory for Oakland. There are no questions. You know, there are no caveats. There's no asterisks or anything like that. Oakland was better. That's the bottom line.
Neil, at what point, I mean, no doubt about it, by the way, and I said yesterday there were two games that got my attention. The most exciting finish of the day was the Nevada-Dayton game and the way UD came back to win that one. And the best game of the day to me was Oakland in Kentucky. And I'm glad you said that, because you're right. We watch a lot of upsets. We watch upsets happen all the time, and a lot of times it's because a team plays poorly. Look, I mean, you look at Kentucky yesterday. It's not like that Kentucky played poorly. Oakland just made a lot of timely, contested, tough shots. They boxed out. They rebounded. I mean, they hung with Kentucky, like you talked about. For you, though, calling a game, because we're all conditioned to, especially calling games for teams who usually head into these types of tournament games as a double-digit seed, not favored to win the first round. You know, we always say, oh, just keep it interesting for the first half, or like, let's see how far we can get to this game to keep it interesting. At what point in the rhythm of that game did you realize, like, oh, wow, like, this isn't just like one of those upset stories to everything you just talked about? Oakland is out physical in Kentucky right now. At what point of the game was that for you where that became the realization?
November, when Oakland was at Illinois. No, I mean, and I'm being for real, because, like, Oakland opened the season at Ohio State, and they had the lead in with under 5 minutes to go. And, oh, by the way, Jack Golke, his first Division I game, he made 6 threes in that Ohio State game. And that's another, and people are acting like this is some kind of anomaly or anything like that. He's done this. He's done this repeatedly throughout the season. I know a lot of people are new to it or whatever, but this is not out of the norm for Jack Golke to do. But I'm being serious, Justin, like, when I say that. So they open up the season at Ohio State. They got the lead with 5 minutes to go. Jack made 6 threes. They end up losing. Ohio, you know, they made a mistake. Ohio State took advantage, and they won. So you think, okay, you know, maybe it's just Ohio State season opener, maybe took Oakland likely, whatever. Then they go to Illinois. You know, Illinois. Mm-hmm. And so Oakland, again, has a lead, I think, with about 7 minutes to go in that game at Illinois, where nobody wins. Nobody wins there. And Oakland was up by 7. And what made that different to me, where it's relevant to the conversation, Tarrant Shannon drew the Jack Golke assignment and took it personal and locked Jack up. And Jack was the first one to tell me on the bus. He's like, man, Neil, I have never been defended like that in my life. And Tarrant Shannon's a guy that, you know, could be a first-round NBA pick, and yep. It's because of what he does defensively. So Jack had to evolve a little bit, and Oakland, you know, continued to evolve. Ultimately, they lost that game at Illinois. But to be honest with you, Justin, that's when I knew, that's when I got the sense anyway that this team was good because of the resume, right? Like, a lot of times you go out, you know, you play a low major or something like that, you win by 30 points. What do you really find out? You know, you don't really find out anything about yourself. But we saw it right out of the rip. Then Oakland went to the Cayman Islands, played in the tournament. They had a lead against Drake late in that game as well. I think about 10 minutes to go in that game in the Cayman Islands. And that was Drake, man. They're in the NCAA tournament too. So there was more evidence. And, you know, they beat Marshall in the tournament as well. And that was about the time where I started to know, Justin, that this team was legit. And it carried out, right? Like, in people talk about, like, as Oakland gets ready to face NC State, how hot NC State is. You know, they won 5 games in 5 days and won the ACC tournament. Nobody's really talking about, you know, who else is pretty hot? Oakland is. Mm-hmm. And they're 9-1 in games decided by 5 points or less. You're not lucky and go 9-1 in games decided by 5 points or less. There's something to that, and there's something to this team, and America saw that.
Yeah, you mentioned that Ohio State game where, you know, this isn't – you're right. It's not just like a magical run where a random player gets hot. I mean, Golkey's been doing this all season. I, you know, had Coach Campy on earlier in the week, and I said, Coach, I was like, you know, calling games for Wright State this year, I was like, there's a team that I just dreaded Wright State going up against, and it was Oakland, because there was two players that every time they touched the ball, I would hold my breath, and it was just painful, and it wasn't even the Horizon League Player of the Year that I'm talking about. It was either Blake Lattman on one side, of course, or Golkey on the other. And, you know, I was joking with Coach. I said, hey, just so you know, I've picked Oakland in my bracket, and I really did. It's right here. I have the screenshot. I had picked Oakland because I said, when you're picking upsets, I like teams who have a dominant post player and have really good shooters on the outside, making opposing defenses have to pick how they want to defend you. And that's exactly what happened yesterday. And it wasn't just that they took away the big. I mean, you still had a big play by, or you still had a big game from Townsend as well, who had 17 points and 12 rebounds, another double-double, a big double-double in the Horizon League title game, and another dominant one against Kentucky. Golkey's getting all the love, as he should be, but another great performance from the Horizon League Player of the Year as well.
No, and it was really a signature shot, I thought, late in that game. Trey had the ball in the post. And whenever we play these power fives, they never double Trey to start until Trey starts putting in work on them, and then they change that up because they're like, hey, we're Kentucky. We don't have to double Trey Townsend. You know, like that's not the case. But, you know, about three quarters of the way through that game, they started doubling Trey. And Trey got the ball on the left block. I think it was around 3 minutes to go or so, and you probably remember this play. He got doubled, and then a third defender came over to him. There were two five-star seven-footers from Kentucky, and Trey turned, spun back baseline, and hit a fadeaway jumper over the top of all of them. And, I mean, that was Oakland basketball. That was Trey Townsend. You talked about the run he had in the Horizon League tournament. There's been two players in all of college basketball in the last 25 years that in a conference championship game had at least 35 points, at least 10 rebounds, and played 40 minutes. One was Kevin Durant. The other one's Trey Townsend. Like, that's the air that he was in with that performance. And then it was just in typical Oakland fashion this year. You're playing Kentucky in the NCAA tournament. It's another guy that does it, and this time it's Jack Golkey. So it was pretty – that goes back to my point. This wasn't magical. This was very on-brand and very business-like for Oakland.
Neil, last thing before we let you go, I appreciate you jumping on the Reach the Horizon podcast with us. The fun part about this is, yes, celebrating the win for Oakland out of the Horizon League, of course, but now you're starting – I mean, they're getting that mainstream attention for a program that I think has deserved it for quite some time, a coach that is beloved as Greg Campy, a player that has been as great all season as we've seen with Golkey. You know, my favorite show is the Pat McAfee Show, and I'm sitting back and I'm like, there's Golkey on the Pat McAfee Show. Greg Campy, or Greg Camp, as they called him a little bit ago, whatever, on ESPN Radio, he just jumped on there. Like, Oakland is all over the place right now. We see this from mid-major teams every year on these Cinderella runs, and it's very cool sitting back and just witnessing it happen to Oakland. But I'm sure it feels even more special for you, who you've had a front row seat to this greatness for quite some time now, especially this season.
No, it is, and I'm happy for Camp because, you know, Oakland's been one of the better mid-major programs in all of America. I mean, that's a fact. Like, we turned Division One in 1999. This is our fourth NCAA tournament that we've been in. Now, granted, you know, 05, 10, 11, and then there was a bit of a dry spell there in terms of getting to the tournament. But I just try to shine the light on, and you know this because you cover the Horizon League. A lot of people listening right now are mid-major fans. When Kentucky loses in the NCAA tournament, it doesn't matter because they're in the NCAA tournament. When Michigan State loses in the Big Ten tournament, it doesn't matter. They're not playing with pressure, let alone 3 straight days of the absolute biggest pressure you'll ever be in your athletic career, that you have to be perfect for 3 days to get to the NCAA tournament. There's 30 plus conferences, 21 regular season conference champions didn't win their tournament. It's hard. It's hard as hell to do. And it's hard to get to the NCAA tournament when you're a mid-major. So that's what I'm happy. Campy got the signature win, went back to the tournament. You know, that's four, like I said, that's 4-20 seasons. So the career, what the job he's done, it's unquestioned. I mean, you can't, there's nothing you can be critical about. Nothing. I mean, he should be in the Hall of Fame. I'm sure he will be. He's already in the Michigan Sports Hall of Fame. And, you know, that's who obviously I'm happy for the guys, but Coach Campy in particular.
All right. Well, a chance to get to the Sweet 16. That's what's on the line tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, 7:10, I believe, the official tip-off time on True TV and all that other fun stuff that comes with that, of course. But NC State, you have an 11 against a 14 against an 11 seed, and we're really excited to watch Oakland tomorrow night in the round of 32. NC State, Oakland, again, you touched on it a little bit ago, but just send us out with just your closing thoughts on this matchup. How does Oakland match up with NC State, and what challenges do they bring that maybe Kentucky didn't?
Well, you flip on the NC State game, and you just look at the physical stature of their players, and that's the answer to your question. I mean, they got some big dudes out there. Big, like, you don't see dudes that big. That's what NC State's packing, but I always, you know, I learned my lesson. I need to listen to the coaching staff here at Oakland a little more, because when Oakland drew Kentucky, I was like, man, I made a lot of roster cards, because we played every team in the nation. You name a blue blood program, we played them. I make a lot of roster cards for the play-by-play. I had never made a roster card like that before, where, you know, top 25 recruits, there were five of them, and all the five stars and everything like that. And the coaching staff told me, they're like, we really like this matchup. And I was like, oh, for real? And they're like, yeah, and they like the NC State matchup. They're big, but they score out of the post, and it's tough to post against a 2-3 zone. So if you take away what their strength is and what their weakness is on defense is defending the three. I think we checked those boxes pretty well. So it's gonna be a good matchup for Oakland, and it's going to be a lot of fun to call it.
Neil, I know we have to pretend to be professional moments like this and act like it's just another big game, but how special is this for you? I mean, to call that game yesterday and have another one tomorrow night, I mean, you do a lot of really cool stuff in your career, but this has to be pretty special, huh?
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, no doubt. I mean, because we grow up watching this, man. Like, since I was a kid, I remember, that's why my seventh grade science teacher is a legend, because he brought the TV in the classroom.
Yep.
Because he went to Eastern Michigan, and they were playing Duke, and you know, he brought the TV in the classroom, and it was one of the most electric days of school in the history of my life, man. So, like, that, yeah, like, you grow up with this thing, man. This is the greatest, pound for pound, the greatest sporting event in the world, because it's multi-days. Like, I know the Super Bowl is the biggest, but this is the greatest because everyone's got a shot. It's the most democratic, you know, it's the most democratic sporting event we have, because you get it. Everyone that's in theoretically has a shot. So I love it. It's great. And yeah, let's keep it pushing, as the kids would say.
All right. Well, enjoy it, Neil. You deserve it too. I know it's all about the team and the players, but this stuff's fun. I'm happy for you. I'm happy for Oakland. And I know everyone in the Horizon League's pulling for him. So enjoy the game tomorrow. Best of luck. And we'll talk soon. Thank you.
Absolutely, my friend. Always good to be on with you, Justin, anytime.
Reach the Horizon, the official podcast of the Horizon League.